Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 21st. In the year of our Lord, 2024, this is Hour 1 of 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, incredible checks and balances put in place by the founding fathers in the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. Folks, really, the Constitution, the checks and balances are one of the great keys, the grand keys to stability and success. We still have that opportunity at our fingertips if we, the American people, get involved. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Why do I keep saying that over and over and over every hour, every show, all the time? Isn't it an obnoxious kind of introduction and stuff? And I think in a way it is. But at the same time, you know, they've literally reported me. That's the Southern Poverty Law Center and all the clowns over there, as one of the great threats to America. They say that I'm the nexus of hate, anti-government, racism and such. Well, I'm just telling you right now, for over 25 years, we talk about peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We don't believe in revolution, unless it's a Jesus revolution. We actually believe in restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We can do so peacefully using the checks and balances. Why do they say that I'm violent? They've never, ever had any violent experiences or episodes from me whatsoever. They've never had even a hint or recommendation for violence from me. So we're just trying to set the record straight, ladies and gentlemen. As tedious as that is, sometimes we got to do it. Welcome to the broadcast. I've got Eldon Stahl with me. Eldon Stahl, dear friend, also a field coordinator for the John Birch Society, that's jbs.org, also the New American Magazine, thenewamerican.com, just doing a great job. He also helps out with the CSPOA quite a bit, just tremendous work. Eldon, welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Well, thank you, Sam. It's great to be back.
I wonder if you knew about this headline, because I didn't until today. The problem is it's a day late by the time I saw the headline. Yesterday was, quote, International Day of Happiness. Did you know that?
Man, I missed that Day of Happiness. What am
and
I going to do all the other days?
Yesterday, Eldon?
I was pretty That's happy. Right. I thought I was happy, but maybe I needed a special day to help me be happy.
That is correct. The problem is, if you know about it after the fact, how happy does that make you?
Ah. Man, I was ticked.
Kind of like got FOMO going on, huh?
Yeah.
You got the fear of missing out happening. And man, it's like I learned about this day too late. Well, listen to me. This is really important because it's global in nature, too. All right? Listen, the UN, the United Nations has released the, quote, 2024 World Happiness Report. Now, sadly, the United States used to be at the top of the list when this bad boy got started years ago. But now the U.S. continues to slide away. Yeah, landed at number 23. They're no longer even in the top 20. Yeah, dropping to 23 out of the top 20. It's a tragic day, my friend. Well, that was yesterday.
Yeah.
Glad I found out about it too late to know that we're 23rd in line.
Boy, you know what would make me really happy?
To shut down the UN?
Yeah, that would make me really happy.
What were you going to say, though?
Yeah, get out of the UN.
All right, that would make me happy really to get happy. Out of the United Nations. We don't need to spend money. Look, where do they get the money to create happiness reports? I'm thinking that makes me very unhappy that my tax dollars make sure that we can have a happiness report. Find out we're 23rd in the nation a day after the fact and then go, oh, man.
Yeah, you know why we're not so unhappy is because we're sending all this money to the UN. That's why we're so unhappy.
Anyway, I just look at this and I go, wow.
Yeah.
International Day of Happiness. I just, I don't even know how to respond to this exactly, because I just look at it and go, man, where do they get the money? How do they focus on this kind of stuff?
Well, what is their solution to help us be more happy? I mean, it just, I saw just the other day, there was some lady that's from the UN. She was like, well, what we need to do is take all the power away from the white people. That was her solution to climate change.
Well, see, that
change?
Would make people happy. Absolutely.
Bizarre.
You're the one, you and me, we're ruining the planet. Don't you understand that, you know, black people and other, you know, indigenous people around the world, they don't drive fancy vehicles like you rich white people do.
Yeah. See? Well, there's a lot of, I mean, a lot of people that are just scraping by in the world, I know. But
and many of them, by the way, are white.
True. Yeah.
Because as far as I understand, poverty really knows no color.
It's true. I don't know. But, you know, what I found, I spent a couple years abroad, and I found that, you know, even though, yes, it is important to have some, you know, things to sustain yourself and all that, but happiness seemed to be very disconnected from how much you have. But generally,
right,
it seemed to be happy.
In fact, the more you have, almost the less happiness you achieve.
A lot of times, it's true. Yeah, I thought it was really interesting how, you know, people would say, "Well, you know, you're going to be happy if you have more wealth or whatever." And to a certain extent, that is true. You know, it can calm the nerves, as they say, to have money.
Yeah, it can, but then you get other stressors and other problems.
Yes.
How do you maintain all your assets, and how do you do this, and how do you do that? And everybody's begging you for money, and it goes on and on.
Yep.
You know, and what's interesting is Klaus Schwab, you know, the leader of the World Economic Forum, basically says you're going to have nothing, own nothing, and be super happy. See, that's where the United Nations believes the solutions are.
Well, they like to paint a rosy picture on that, but it's really, if you understand that these people are socialists, what they're saying is you will have nothing, but a ruling elite will have everything.
Oh, yeah,
and
I forgot
if
about that
you
part.
Complain, then you will either be drugged up or removed from society. So you will be happy, or you will not be, you know, part of society. It's
anyway, the problem
is... You will be happy
is,
whether you like it or not.
The problem is, who knows more about happiness? Some global, wealthy, you know, whatever, like Klaus Schwab, or the United Nations Report on Happiness. Now, they gauge all kinds of countries' happiness based on, you know, gender equality and on this and that, and they have all kinds of weird... agendas that they push with this kind of topic. But I look at it differently, Eldon, and say, you know, happiness is very simple to me. What makes one happy? And I'm going to tell you right now, there are six words that make people happy. Are you ready? God, family, country.
Okay. Yep.
Life, liberty, and property. Okay. If you're alive and your life is protected and you have liberty and that's protected and you have property so you can prosper, or the pursuit of happiness, also defined as property a lot of times. And then, you know, you promote God and your relationship with God strong and stable. Your family, the God-ordained traditional family, is intact. And, you know, you got God, family, and country. Country relates not only to your society, your government, but it relates to your countrymen, the people around you in society, et cetera, et cetera. You know, those are the things that make people happy. It's very, very, very simple. It isn't related to tons of money. Now, I agree that you got to have enough stability to not be worried about food and fuel and clothing and shelter and some of the basics. Once you get past that, though, you're able to pursue happiness in a meaningful way. And you find that those who have less to worry about, in other words, less encumbrances of keeping up with the Joneses and or what do I do with all my money? How do I maintain all my assets or this or that? Or you know, it's the sweet spot in between where you get the most happy. You're not worried about the fundamental basics anymore. But yet you don't have wealth hanging around your neck like a millstone bringing you down. That middle ground where you focus on God, family, and country, and life, liberty, and property, that's where true happiness is, Eldon.
Yeah, and it just so happens that those things are completely incompatible with what the United Nations is trying to accomplish. They want a one-world government. They want to abolish God and basically abolish the family. Population control, redefine the family.
Well, it won't make me happy if you just start killing everybody to reduce the population. That ought to create all kinds of concerns, and happiness will go out the window in a hurry with that plan. All right, hang tight. Brian Rust joins us for the Honest Money Report. Honest Money makes me happy. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Your call is being transferred to the listening ear. Listening professionals dedicated to hearing you.
Hello, listening ear. Who am I listening to?
Carrie, but I was calling my mom.
Yes, you were, but your mom was so busy she felt it was important for you to have someone who could completely focus on listening to you and you alone. So she subscribed to our service. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Well, I'm not quite sure.
Where to start? Well, I can listen to school issues like science projects. I can listen to boy problems, although that's an extra $3 per call because of the emotional drain on me. How about we start with how you wish you had made cheerleader?
I didn't try out for cheerleader.
This isn't Mary?
Carrie. I'm Carrie.
Oh, sorry.
There is no substitute for a loving parent. And when you really listen, love is what they'll hear. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to.
All right, there you have it. You got to be happy. Yesterday was International Happiness Day. I found out the day late. Some people say the morning after is kind of brutal. The day after is just a sad tale to tell. Brian, welcome to the broadcast. I'm sorry to just start on such a sour note, my friend.
Thanks for having me, Sam. Darn it. Let's get this cloud that's hanging over us. Let's move it on. Get the wind. Blow it out. Be happy.
All I can tell you is that the government wants to define happiness for you at the international level. Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum says, you know, you're gonna have nothing and be happy, Brian.
Yeah.
Eldon was pointing out that, hey, you're gonna have nothing and be happy, but they're gonna have everything.
Yeah, that makes you feel happy, doesn't it?
Oh,
they're doing such a fantastic job that, man, we're just so happy. We're so happy they're doing it for
us. You're not. You're part of the United States, buddy. Listen to me. In the Happiness Index, globally speaking, the United Nations has set the United States at 23 now. They used to be way in the top, then they slipped, and then they just fell under the 20 list. Now, 23rd in happiness. So you're way down the list, Brian, you and me.
Yeah. We're just moving the wrong way, Sam. And that's probably very true. Once you start moving away from God, family, country, yeah, you're moving the wrong way, and that's kind of where they're moving. They took God out of the picture quite a while ago.
You're right about that, and I pointed out that, look, there's this sweet spot in life for happiness, in my opinion. If you don't have the basics, you're not very happy. If you don't have food, fuel, clothing, and shelter, you know what? The happiness starts to tank because it's like a struggle, right? Once you get above those basics, the further you go into wealth and the more you have to manage property and items and things, and people are begging you for money. Now, I never have the problem people begging me for money because they know that I don't have any. But when you have all that kind of stuff, you kind of slide the other way and it goes south fast. Some of the richest celebrity, famous, whatever, people with all kinds of money, most of them are not very happy at all. And so there's this sweet spot where you've got beyond the basics and enough, and then you focus on the things around you that make you happy. God, family, country, life, liberty, property. Brian, how do I help the United Nations? They're spending a bunch of money on this happiness report. All they got to do is tune into Liberty Roundtable Live, and it's free, baby.
That's right, and it's happy. I mean, there
Doesn't
you go.
Make
it's
you
free,
happy?
And it's happy. Yes, that's it.
All right.
That's, wow. I agree.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, of the past 50 years, Brian Rust and crew have been helping people understand honest money. RustCoinAndGift.com. Now, you're partnering with, well, I guess it all started with your dad, right?
Yep, my dad, born in Freewater, Oregon, and started in 1960, and then I kind of, you know, I moved through it. My dad turns 94 this year, and so my son...
Congratulations.
My son... has bought my shop here at the end of last year, and I'm working to help train my foster son, but my son wants to rebrand and take it back to Freewater Coin Company is what he wants to call it, kind of celebrating his grandpa and my dad.
What do you think about that? Are you happy about that?
I'm happy about that. It's great. I, you know, he's wanting to kind of keep it third generation and move forward. And it gives me, my plan is to go out and spread happiness. So in about a year or so, I plan to go on for my church, an LDS church mission, and go over and serve and try to spread some happiness.
Brian's going to be a missionary and teach people the principles to real happiness based on the plan of happiness. What do you think of
Amen.
That, Brian?
Amen. No doubt about it. I mean, it brings happiness. I remember, you know, I remember when my mission, want to go back to kind of where I went to the London South Mission, and so I served in an area there, and there's a temple there, and it was in my first area, and I've worked up here for the last 14 years in the temple, and my wife and I'd like to go over there and serve there back in my area and help and bless the wards there and serve in the temple. So that's
the plan. You come back with an accent? That ought to make your wife happy.
Too right, mate.
All right, now listen, I got a question for you. Is honest money, could you call it happy money?
Well, yeah, honest
kind of
money.
Thinking, could, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, honest. Well, but let's just say that first word, honest. Honest is the key, and I think if we're being honest, and yeah, absolutely.
Because dishonest money makes me more than sad, Eldon.
Yes, it does. Makes a lot of people sad. Honest money has been kind of the standard because people seem to have a never-ending supply of ways to defraud their neighbor, and that's where we've had all kinds of dishonest money, all kinds of ways to, you know...
Defraud your neighbor. Ouch! That's a happiness buzzkill, I'll tell you that right now. Defraud your neighbors.
Yeah, and so, you know... You talk about, well, people used to shave down the coins, and that had to, you know, people found ways to guard against that. But now we got, of course, the paper money that's backed by nothing. That went to paper money that was backed by something, but then they would loan out stuff that they didn't have, couldn't redeem, right? All that history.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have ever watched Sue Thomas, FBI, but it's about this deaf woman that gets into the FBI, and she read lips, and she helps cracks a bunch of cases and everything. It's a real person who did this years ago in the 60s. And anyway, there's a series made about it called Sue Thomas, FBI, and she's this deaf girl, and she read lips and everything else. And one of the episodes, it's kind of funny, but they basically catch this guy at his house, and they're looking for money. That plane crashed, and there was a bunch of money. Anyway, and so this guy's like, hey, I got to check on my laundry really quick. I'll be right back. And so the FBI talking to him, but he runs out the back with these suitcases. And, of course, they're smart enough, and they run around back, and they catch him. And they're like, what are you doing? He's like, nothing. What's in the suitcases? Nothing. So you're running from the FBI with suitcases full of nothing? And it's kind of comical. Anyway, there's millions of dollars in the suitcases in the store. You know, I bring that up because that's kind of what they've done at the Treasury Department. They've looted all the gold, and now you got a Fort Knox with suitcases full of nothing, Brian.
That's exactly right. You know, and so, and then they, because they can't, you know, they took and wasted that. Now they have to print more to cover that. And so it seems like they're creating more problems because they're lying to create, you know, and it's just that web that takes us, what, down to hell? Like kind of that kind of story.
All right. Well, the Honest Money Gold and Silver Report absolutely makes me happy. Where's gold sitting, Brian?
Gold's at $2,200.
2-2 even?
Yeah.
Wow. 2200.00. That's amazing, really. It's up, isn't it?
It's up. That's right. That's why I'm tired last night. And yeah. That's where we're
2200. Where's silver?
25.23.
Wow. I got to change my 3 to a 5.23. 25.23. What does that mean a Silver Eagle costs now? Because it's not 25.23, right?
No, they're hovering around that $31 range, somewhere in there.
For a Silver Eagle silver dollar?
Right.
Okay, so the spread's actually a little bit less than it used to be, right?
Yeah, it's about 87 to 1.
All right, 87 to 1, gold versus silver. But I'm talking about the spread in terms of the spot for silver versus what you can get Silver Eagles for. It used to be a greater spread there too, right?
Yeah, it would have been at one point. You know, one point based on kind of supply demand was around the 35 range. So it would have been 35 range. So, yeah.
What do you think now? People are getting more silver. I've been watching these, I can't remember what it's called, but it's like Gold Rush. Have you watched the Gold Rush shows at all?
Like the ones that go out and mine and that kind of thing?
Yeah, man. There's TV shows where it's like a reality TV show. These guys go out to the Klondike and these different places and they mine for gold and stuff. It's rowdy.
Yeah, I have seen a little bit of that. In fact, I knew one of the kids that kind of started one of those shows up, and I met him up in Alaska with one of my missionary companions, and I went with the Boy Scouts. Well, he ended up, as he got older, helped create one of those shows. So, yeah, it's kind of cool.
Wow. Anyway, they start out pretty poor, struggling, don't know how to mine, and all these bad things happen. But, man, they're just, these people are rugged, and they just keep at it, and pretty soon they work at it, and eventually kind of get rich. But man, the amount of work that it takes to make, you know, gold happen, people don't really realize that, but it's incredible the process that they have to go through.
Right. You're correct.
All right. Have you seen those shows, Eldon?
No, I guess I haven't. It'll be interesting to see. We don't have cable, so.
All right. Anyway, you got to watch Gold Rush, though. The amount of work and the amount of dirt they got to push to make those happen, these huge dozers and the frozen tundra and all this kind of stuff, and they have to scrape the ice off and dig way deep down to the bedrock. And I mean, it's something. It's something to behold, I'll tell you what. And it kind of makes me think with all the modern equipment and stuff, what a struggle it is to get, you know, gold out of the ground. What about the days when they didn't have modern equipment, man? You know, you read scriptures in the Bible and other scriptures and you go, man, they just had gold and silver everywhere, it sounds like. But yet, man, today, even with modern tools, it's so hard to get. Do they know something we don't know, Brian?
Well, the process has obviously have changed and so on. And they've got to, like you say, move a lot of dirt and so on. We don't have to look far. I mean, if you look west of the city, from Salt Lake, you see Kennecott, and so Kennecott has created these big, in this mining project. And they're pulling, extracting gold. I mean, they're after, you know, copper. We talk about the copper mine, but there's gold. They also get and other minerals, metals that come out as a result of them mining for copper. So, yeah, technology then changed the factors. So.
Don't worry, ladies and gentlemen, be happy. You're about to have nothing. It's going to just make you so happy you won't even know what to do with yourself. All right, hang tight. Brian Rust, rustcoinandgift.com. Free water is what we're talking about. The renamed company, same honesty, multi-generational family, doing a great job helping people understand honest money on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. House Speaker Mike Johnson disclosing having a long discussion with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday. Louisiana Republican reaffirmed unwavering support for Israel and expressed significant disagreement with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's recent critique of the Prime Minister.
We think it is not only foolhardy, it's dangerous for him to be trying to suggest how Israel should run its domestic affairs in the midst of their conflict. So you'll see the House Republicans continue to stand forward and reiterate our support for Israel at this very critical time.
A man linked to Major League Baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani is being charged with stealing funds from the baseball star and using it to gamble through an illegal bookkeeper who himself is already under investigation by the feds. The LA Times reports Ohtani's interpreter is the man charged in the case. Ohtani, who plays for the Los Angeles Dodgers, fired the interpreter on Wednesday when the news broke. He just signed a record 10-year, $700 million contract this last offseason. With inflation still higher than its key benchmark, U.S. interest rates are staying the same for now.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
They haven't really changed the overall story, which is that of inflation moving down gradually on a sometimes bumpy road toward 2%. I don't think that story has changed.
Nevertheless, the central bank has hinted at three upcoming cuts sometime this year. These cuts would mark the first decrease since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. Currently, the federal funds rate is at its highest level in more than 23 years.
USA's John Schaefer. Federal appeals judges are quickly putting a controversial immigration enforcement law in Texas back on hold following an earlier U.S. Supreme Court decision lifting an even earlier stay on the law. This is USA News.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month. And that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
All right. I used to have a, I used to talk to Kurt Crosby, our dear friend and former co-host of Liberty Roundtable Live. Anyway, he, in the morning time, he used to be super happy in the morning time. And what would happen is whenever he'd be happy and smile at people and be all cheerful and everything, people would be all grumpy and be like, I don't know what you're so happy about in the morning time. People used to get all ticked off because he was so happy. What do you think of that, Eldon?
I don't know.
Think about that, though. People would literally get all mad. They're just like, I don't know why you're so happy in the morning time and stuff like that. And he used to just have a great time with that because people would be all grumpy, and the grumpier they'd be, the happier he'd be. And it was just crazy, Brian.
Well, I know Kurt has a big family, and I think that's one of the reasons he's probably happy. And plus, that liquid gold, that always helps, that honey.
Mm-hmm. Heck yeah, and then he's got that palladium in his crotch.
Yeah.
No, rhodium. Got the rhodium.
Rhodium, he might not be too happy about that right now because that's not very high.
Where's rhodium at?
I think it's down around, I haven't looked at rhodium for a bit, but I think it was around $4,500.
Whoa, it used to be like $20,000 or something. Yeah. Used to be like four times that, though, right?
That's right. So he might not be too happy.
All right. Well, Donald Trump used the term bloodbath, and he was talking about the auto industry, and they wanted to make it turn violent. And I'm just telling you right now, if you're into rhodium and you got a garage full of it, you're taking a bloodbath right now. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Woo, baby.
One of the factors, you know what, on rhodium or that nickel mining that gets platinum and palladium, it's a lot harder to refine that than it is gold. So they 15, 20 times harder to get that out of the ground than it is gold. So there is a process there.
Yeah, all right, there you go. And I guess it just depends on how much in demand it is, for what purposes and all that kind of stuff, too, in the business world and manufacturing and a lot of that kind of stuff, too, that relates, right?
Right. That's exactly right.
All right. The Federal Reserve was supposed to reduce interest rates yesterday. They did not. Man, that's just a joy kill when it comes to happiness. Everybody thought the interest rates were going down. No. Anyway, the Federal Reserve keeps interest rates. Again, they held steady for the fifth straight time in a row. And they say there's still three cuts coming, though, in 2024. That's Newser.com with the details. So what do you think? Stock market's up. Interest rates up. It didn't change much, Brian. But they're hoping their suggestion that the interest rates will be cut three times this year still is going to give people enough mojo to kind of cool the economy enough. I don't see it. I see inflation still out of control. Look at gas going up and stuff like that, Brian.
Well, that's it. That's it. I mean, they're you know, the effect on this being, you know, now we're sitting somewhere around the 5.5% or whatever, but they'd like to get it down to that 2%, but they can't cut. And that, you know, your central banks aren't happy. Yeah, actually, your stock market dropped because of that and their manipulating of this kind of thing. Obviously, they're trying to get a handle on inflation, but they're not getting a handle on inflation. Like you say, gas is up and food is up and your insurance is up and all these, you know, they're talking a little bit about this corporate greed, you know, that during this time where it's hard for a lot of people, these your big insurance companies, your medical industry and so on, they're trying to increase their profits while everything's hurting. And so that's, it's putting them another big hit to, you know, the average person out there.
Yeah, it reminds me of that country boy can't survive, Hank Williams Jr. He's like, stock market's down, and you might get mugged if you go downtown. And, man, it's getting crazy out there. That's not a very happy thought, to say the least.
But, hey, don't worry. Be happy. Come on, get that music back on there.
And not only that, all we got to do is make sure you have nothing if you really want to get happy. And that's just taking off the gloves for happiness now. Now, insiders over at WND.com are telling us what's happening with Donald Trump. Now, as you know, they're trying to basically say if Donald can't come up with $500 million that he's supposed to, then he's going to be in trouble and he's going to start losing assets. And so they say Letitia James could go ahead and take Trump Tower or take Mar-a-Lago or something like that. So Trump has a plan, insiders say. Insiders say Trump might let Letitia James take his Trump Tower, or seize Trump Tower, if you will, then he would seek its return upon victory in appeals court. What do you think of that strategy, Eldon?
Well, it could happen. I don't know that there's much guarantee that that would work, though. I mean, the thing is, if the government seizes an asset, usually what they want to do is liquidate it and sell it to somebody else, and, you know, keep whatever cash they can get out of it. Because, you know, does the city really want to run something like Trump Tower? Probably not. But yeah, I don't know if that's if that would really work very well. I guess we'll see and what happens with that. But
what do you think, Brian?
Well, I think it's just a big joke. I mean, the judge, I guess, or you know, they're wanting to see some of his assets. I mean, they said his Mar-a-Lago property was at this value, which is a, and they put it at a such a small value, not worth much, but the properties nearby it that had no buildings or anything on it were $200 million. And yet they're saying, well, his property is only worth $500,000. I don't know. I mean, it was a stupid thing. So they're just playing this big game. And there again, yeah, he might not have $500,000 in cash. You know, here, you got to pay this right now. He has assets.
No, so, $500 million.
Yeah,
Brian.
That's what I mean. $500 million in cash. Right. But he has assets.
Hold on a minute. Let me just stop you for a second. Who in their right mind would have $500 million just laying around in cash anyway?
I know. That's why this is such a circus and a joke. Because, yeah, well, you got to pay that today and within a month. Well, and that's the stupid thing. It's just, it's pathetic.
So here's the other question. I've got a constitutional conundrum on this one. Because, look, if he, they say that he's been convicted, but see, I don't think so. Because he wants to appeal. And they say, well, in order for you to appeal, you have to pay this $500 million fine first. And my response is, how is that due process if you have to pay $500 million just to appeal? And if you're on appeal, due process is not complete yet, is it, Eldon?
Yeah. Well, there's another constitutional problem which seems to arise here is the Eighth Amendment, a prohibition against excessive fines.
Oh, shoot. Good point.
Yeah.
Dang, I hate that when the law just kind of tells the truth.
Yeah. Excessive fines. I don't know what else would be an excessive fine other than a $500 million fine.
And the $500 million fine is based on this idea that somehow you over-evaluated your properties. But third parties, I mean, have you ever got a business loan, Brian?
Yeah.
They don't just go, Brian, how much is your property worth? And you just write down a number and then they're like, cool. They go do this third party verification of value and everything else, so they don't move forward,
right,
sir.
That's exactly right. And that's what they're saying. I mean, you look at the property, if there's property around it that has no buildings on it and it's worth $200 million, well, what's his worth with on the right there on the waterfront? And that big, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, if it's got Don's name on it, it's probably worth $50, you know?
Yeah. That's right. He stole it from somebody else. I'm sure that's what they're saying.
But I look at this, right, and how can we let this even stand with a straight face? Where are all the conservatives and Republicans and Americans and everybody else to stand up? Because if this can be done to Trump, what's going to stop them? You know what? You over-evaluated your coin shop, or you over-evaluated your house, or you... what I mean is, where does this really end, Brian?
Well, they want their hands in all that anyway, so that's just the issue. I mean, that's why this is such a circus. It's ridiculous, and so much of this that we're watching, you know, as we go down the road here, there's so many issues that they just are, you know, they turn their blind eye to the fact of all the corruption and crap that's going on and these other people that are doing things, but yet they really want to hound somebody that's doing well, like you. I mean, you're being attacked for what? For telling the truth? See, I mean, it's those kind of things that you just shake your head and just go, come on.
Yeah, you just don't know how evil I am, Brian.
You know, a creative way to stop something like this from getting out of hand might be, well, if the government's going to say, well, you know, you overvalued your house or property or whatever. Okay, well then that has an effect on the surrounding properties as well. But what is the property tax based on? The value of the property. So okay, well, let's just cut the values of the property.
Yeah,
and
you
we'll
guys owe me a
cut
big old tax refund now, don't you?
Yeah. All right. No, if it's overvalued, then the property tax is over assessed.
Ooh, yeah. The other question I have about this whole thing, too, is this. What if I just sue the government and say they over-evaluated how much taxes I owe? They just created crazy numbers. Don't they do that to all kinds of people? They just come up, man, you know, so-and-so, you owe a million. Go ahead and skip the break. This is just too good. Oh, you owe millions in taxes, Brian. We just know you do. Now, your income doesn't sustain that. Nothing in your right mind equates to that. We're just going to simply say, you know what, with penalties and interest, you owe, you know, $2 million in taxes or whatever the crazy number is. They do this to people all the time. Aren't they over-evaluating all that? And are we going to be able to have restitution for that?
Well, no, they've created a monster there, so they need your money and extra tax. So they say, oh, you owe this much more taxes. Or then they start calling, oh, well, you're just racist or you're just you just defy government. You don't want to play. I don't know. That's they want to, or maybe they should be saying you're just too happy. And if you're just too happy, then we got to watch you. Something's going on. You've got that suitcase of money back there or something.
Too happy. Full of nothing. Yes, I do. All right. So listen, I don't know if you guys will believe me on this one, but I tease my. The girls in my family love fried rice. So one time I made this joke and I'm like, hey, this company's going to be having fried rice added to the menu. And they're like, no. And I'm like, yes. And it was a big old joke and it was not true. But they got all psyched up thinking like McDonald's was going to have rice and stuff, fried rice. And it was a big old joke. And anyway, I had fun. It made me happy. But anyways, this is a true story. Listen up because it's going to make you happy, Eldon.
Oh, I like
Chick-fil-A. Adds 6 pizza items to the menu. It's only at their test kitchen restaurant right now. But they say it's if it goes well, they're going to roll it out. So they got this blue menu thing in their test kitchen, and they're testing it right now. I think it's in Maryland or somewhere like that. And they're testing you can get pizza at Chick-fil-A if it goes well. What do you think of that?
That sounds pretty good. I like Chick-fil-A.
Yeah,
look out, Little Caesars, Brian. Huh? Look out, Little Caesars. I mean, maybe they're going to be the
chicken
next
pizza at Caesars, do they?
Oh, okay, maybe you're right. Sorry.
This is quality chicken pizza, buddy. Come on now.
That's right. I like chicken pizza.
Yeah, there you
go. Anyway, I find it interesting because as far as I understand, what's that pizza place called? Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pizza place now. You know that, right? They got chicken pizza.
Oh,
have you heard this?
They do.
I haven't had that.
Yeah, they've got chicken,
everybody's selling
whatever,
pizza now.
Pizza. Yeah. I mean, everybody's got to sell a pie. If you want happiness in America, you got to have a pie. You've heard of Pie Day, right? We're not talking 3.14 kind of stuff. We're talking serious pizza pie here, buddy.
Well, that's made me happy. I'm happy now. I love pizza.
All you
got to
do is go out and get a big old pizza, and the world just gets better by the minute.
Our slice.
I'm going to have to go down to Chick-fil-A.
Now, I got a question. Do you think some of these companies are over or, you know, creating too much value in their pizza? They're just saying their pizzas are worth too much? Because when I go to some pizza places, they're expensive.
Yeah. Well,
you
I think it's
terrible, huh, Brian?
Well, it costs everything. I mean, everything is kind of climbing. And I think things are going up, or at least they're charging more. Like all this corporate deliberately charging more and hiking prices.
Well, so I got a question here. I think Joe Biden's out of control. It relates to the economy is why I'm bringing it up to you, Brian. Headline says Biden to announce $8.5 billion in federal grants. You ask for what? For Intel Corporation, one of the largest companies in the world, is just, you know, I mean, they're on the skids when it comes to cash, but so $8.5 billion, they say, they're already one of Arizona's largest employers, but it stems from this passage of what they call the CHIPS and Science Act of 2022. Russ Wiles with the piece, USA Today talks about it and stuff. It's a huge story. And I guess they say the proposed $8.5 billion grant, it's a federal grant, along with Intel's own funding plans, marks one of the largest ever semiconductor investments ever in the world. And they say that it'll bring tons of jobs. It's just going to be incredible. And I kind of heard that, and I'm like, where does Biden get $8.5 billion to do this? And it turns out in 2022, so you're talking 2 years ago now, Congress passed a slush fund for chip semiconductor, and now the handouts by Joe begin right before the election. Now, I call that election fraud, personally, because you're literally giving people free lollipops to get elected kind of thing in the form of big corporate $8.5 billion federal grants at your expense, Brian. What do you say? Does that make you happy, sir?
Well,
it makes me want to have a conniption right on the radio. When I just, what on earth is happening?
Just keep creating more spending and, I don't know, funding for various things. I don't know. It probably just puts more money in his pocket, I would think. I mean,
$8.5 billion. Now, the problem is you don't know who to blame with this either, because on one hand, you want to blame Joe. But 2 years ago, Congress gave him the cash. There was not enough strings attached to control where the money went, really. It was kind of a slush and whatever fund based on this. What is this thing called? The Chips and Science Act of 2022. Did you know about that, Eldon? The Chips and Science Act of 2022?
I didn't know.
$8.5 billion. Just to be spent on this one rollout. Can you imagine?
Sure would be nice if it was the Chips and Salsa Act instead, but Chips and Science.
Now you're talking.
Right.
Well, hasn't he announced, I think it's like a $240 billion in investments. I mean, he wants to take over this semiconductor thing here, being the U.S. number one. But I think, where's the money? He's so terrible with money. I'd hate to give him any more money.
Well, and what's interesting to me is they say there'll be all kinds of jobs. This is incredible. There's all kind of tax breaks associated with it as well for certain companies and everything else. And my question is this. What's different than the communist Chinese, how they fund, or these, it's on one hand, you could say it's socialism, but it's really fascism, where the government gives you a bunch of money and insists on strings-attached control. How many of these semiconductor chips are going to have backdoor government accessibility because of this? You know, what strings are attached to all this? And where does the government think they have authority to just spend us into oblivion over this so we can be what? Number one in the world in chips? Good luck competing with the communist Chinese on that. They can put $8.5 billion without even blinking an eye. They're our most favored nation trading partner. We're funding their chip conductor race against us, and then we fund our side too, Brian.
Well, and I think he was only planning to capture about 20% of that market. So we're pumping a bunch of money in here, and he is saying, okay, well, yeah, we're going to create these jobs and it'll be good for everything else. But yeah, I mean, like you say, kind of a backdoor government, watching or whatever they can put in these chips. I don't know. I'm not a fan, and I don't know how he just throws this stuff out there. It's going to help the commerce of labor and workforce priority, all this. Yeah. Okay. So I don't know.
Well, one more son of a chip, Eldon, what do you say to that?
Boy, it's
chips
just
and salsa.
Yeah. There you go, chips and salsa.
I just don't know how to respond to this kind of stuff because it's so, and nobody really seems to blink an eye when these news pieces release. To me, I look at them and go, are you kidding? And I get insensitive, but everybody else is like, my son's going to go to college and he's going to get a free loan and go to college in less than a year. He'll be a chip something or other and he'll be able to just go ahead and make huge money and, high tech's going to save us. And this is nothing but a farce. This isn't going to go well. Now, let me kind of remind everyone, in Utah, we have this thing called Micron. And the big Micron company moved to Utah, and we gave them a bunch of land and a bunch of tax breaks. And they were going to take on the world, baby. And then a couple short months later, they're like, we're going to have to kind of pull out of this. We're going to kind of have to back away. It's not going to be near what it was talked about. And they waffled literally on the whole thing primarily, Brian.
Yeah, wasn't that right? A lot of their buildings were empty for quite a while. I don't know if they're up and producing now. But, maybe somebody else came in and bought some of that stuff. But I agree. You just sat there like a vacant kind of – they pulled out. And I think it just cost us a lot of money at that point.
Yeah, we bought a lot of chips and salsa south of the border, that's for sure, on this one, didn't we, Eldon?
That's it.
Indeed.
Anyway,
let's go back to the chicken.
I just look at that, and I'm just shocked about some of the things that are happening. this, to me, is a moral hazard as well, and it directly relates to the elections. Headline says this: the Democratic National Committee, DNC, is forming a group of lawyers to monitor how third-party contenders seek ballot access as the party continues to worry at such candidates, because you know what? They could potentially hinder President Joe Biden's election chances. So now they're literally doubling down, getting a bank of lawyers to make sure that nobody else can get on the ballot. In my opinion, it's election fraud, Brian. And what they claim at the end is they say, we just want to make sure that someone's really got enough support to be real. They're not just some kind of, seeking for the limelight for their own purposes or whatever else. And I think, Joe doesn't have the support. Why don't we just take Joe off the ballot? This is flat-out election fraud, Brian.
It is election fraud, and it's basically what he did. I mean, maybe some of these other candidates, our last election should have had attorneys to just look at what he was accomplishing, because but now we want to make sure he gets in. That's right. So let's get some attorneys it's a joke. What a joke.
What do you think about this, Eldon? To me, it's serious, serious business, though. It's flat out. They say we complain there's no election fraud evidence, but I look at this and I go, what more evidence do you want than to hiring a bank of lawyers to literally manipulate it and make it more and more and more difficult for third-party candidates to get on? RFK, JR, and many others are kind of changing the game where they might do a Ross Perot and get a significant percentage and change the outcome of the election. They want to stop it by lawfare. That's what's going on, Eldon.
But Sam, they're saving democracy. Don't you see?
Well, that'd be great if democracy. We had a democracy, but since we don't have one, I don't see how they can save it.
Yes, right. That's a good point.
that's right.
Well, you kind of have to look at these things with a bit of a jaded eye and understand that, most likely they're looking out for themselves rather than all of America.
Now they've got kind of an excuse though about this thing, in my opinion. They say this: they want to make sure that it's like a bona fide party, not just kind of a someone exploiting this for their own purposes or whatever. They want to make sure that if you're seeking status, what's happening is because it's so hard to get on the ballot, they use different names across the country for the parties, because certain names have gotten greater ballot access in the past or whatever, or it's easier to get the name on the ballot. So what they're saying is they want to make sure you're really a bona fide party, not just an individual trying to take advantage of the rules. And my question is, where did we decide that parties get preferential treatment to candidates? What do you mean I got to be a bona fide party? Mm-hmm. Why do I have to have a private middleman control my access to a ballot, Brian? That's what I mean by election fraud. There's no such thing as parties, and they get special privileges above people or candidates, right?
Well, you're right, but they're trying to weed out. They don't want to have any kind of competition. They just want to kind of weed out all that competition and just leave it to a few. And so I think there isn't an opportunity for everybody, and that's perhaps the problem. And now they're wanting to, weed it out, I guess.
It's a form of collectivism, looking at people as if they don't have
individual rights. Stay there. We'll talk about this. You're on to something, Eldon. Stay right there. I got a quick pause. We'll take it. We'll be right back in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live, Eldon Stahl, Brian Rust, Russ Quinn, and Gift.com.